This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. And I guess the...
Is this the California Raisins? Sorry.
The theme of the year for the Baltimore Orioles so far is IL. Because seemingly every week we're hearing someone else go on the IL.
I feel like that's who we signed in the offseason.
IL. Brandon Hyde talked about it yesterday.
Bradish, bullpen today. Feeling good. Eflin, bullpen tomorrow. Gibson's back is feeling much better. He is going to start the game for us tomorrow night. Westberg has got some hamstring soreness. He's day-to-day as of right now. We're still doing some tests on him, and he's getting checked out. So I'm staying optimistic and hopeful. But Rutschman's got a hand contusion. He is feeling better starting tonight. Wells has got a bullpen on Friday. Kittredge has got a live BP on Wednesday. And Grayson hasn't thrown yet, but progressing well. Couser hasn't started baseball activity, but he is doing much better as well.
Did he mention Sanchez?
No.
He's on the IL. And since that update that he gave, they put Westberg on the IL as well.
I'll give you the numbers. I just want to go lay in traffic because I kind of got excited when he said Gibson was starting. What the hell, man? What I turned into.
Hey, Jeremy, break down exactly. We heard the names, but give us, I guess, the credentials of the guys who we're missing right now.
So this is JCM. So Jacob Calvin-Meyer listed this. The 2023 AL Cy Young fourth place, you know, guy. 2023 AL Cy Young sixth place. Former top prospect who was on a 20-win pace in 2024. 2024 AL Rookie of the Year runner-up. 2024 All-Star infielder. 2024's third best home run hitter. Orioles' second most valuable starting pitcher in 2024. The 2023 first half whip leader, reliever with a 2.48 ERA since 2021, MLB strikeout leader since 2022, $8 million backup catcher, starter acquired at the 2024 deadline, and a host of others. And here's...
And the whip leader was Tyler Wells.
Okay.
He was a whip leader before he got injured.
So the Orioles placed Westberg, hamstring, Sanchez, right wrist inflammation on the 10-day IL, recalled Emmanuel Rivera, infielder, and catcher Maverick Hanley from AAA. Colton Couser and Grayson Rodriguez were moved to the 60-day. That's from Matt Weirich.
And that means Couser's not going to be back till June, man, because it was the end of March. So you got all of April, all of May, and then you know because he missed so much time, he's going on a rehab stint. So you're talking about June before you get Couser back, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just remarkable going through all those names, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know, you know, in sports people get hurt, but it's been a tough 2005 for this team.
That's what I mean, though. Like, again, the people that are taking the victory lap now, take it when you have the whole team and seeing how things are going. Because again, like, I have so many people tagging me and stuff like, oh, you think this, you think that. You said they were going to the World Series. Yeah, I thought that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but nobody said you were going to have 12 people on the IL and you go to the World Series. Nobody said that.
They had 10 starters to start the season. 7 of them are hurt. Shut up. Like, it's very easy to look at this team and see what went wrong. And by the way, I'm not telling you that all of a sudden they're in first place if they're 100% healthy or anything like that. It could be. I'm just telling you that they ain't losing this many damn games.
No, there's no way.
If they're healthy.
There's no way. It's no way. It's extraordinary. I mean, when teams get beat up like this, like the year the Ravens lost all their running backs, all their cornerbacks, you can't compete when you know, everybody's hurt. It's just ridiculous. And the Orioles have a lot of their premier players are on the IL right now.
I'm not afraid to say it. The Yankees are in first place at 17-12.
Yeah.
I think the Orioles could be in first place if they had all their players. Yes. You mean to tell me if your rotation was Bradish, Grayson Rodriguez, Eflin, Tomo, and throw the fifth player in there if you want. You can have Wells in there. You can have the kid Cade in there.
But you can think about this.
Anybody you want.
If Morton was pitching as bad as he had been and Povich is sitting at AAA, where do you think he's coming and getting put in the rotation? But you had two, then three, then all the other. McDermott was hurt. He was the next guy in line to get an opportunity. And then we got Jesus pitching in the lineup. We got two of them now. Like, it's You know, Brandon, you look at some of these guys that we're calling up.
And we got Kramer. I thought we called up a Jesus.
Yeah, no. but no, in all honesty, like even Kittredge in the bullpen's been fantastic. That guy was all the guys they signed in the offseason are out. Like Tyler O'Neill's hurt. You know, we didn't even bring him up. He's on that list.
Yeah, that's true.
And again, we knew that was going to happen because that's what he does. He hits home runs, he strikes out, and he gets hurt. That's his three things. It's probably in his locker. I don't know what order he has them in. That's what he does.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And do you feel that this team can weather the storm until in June? Let's say you look up at June, they're hovering around 500, a little bit beneath 500. Do you feel that they can get back in at least the wild card race?
Absolutely. Seriously, absolutely. We're still in April. I mean, granted, there's only one day left, but I mean, we're still in April. That's the beginning of the season. That's all. You got 5 months left of baseball. And, you think if they weren't healthy, they couldn't have flipped this with six games? Seriously.
Yeah.
They couldn't be 17-11 right now?
Yeah, I absolutely do. That's why I said to Jeremy, I think,
absolutely.
This team, if they're healthy, they're right in it. I mean, the Yankees are 17-12. Nobody's running away with this thing.
No.
Mm. Well, look, again, with how close everything is, it's still an uphill battle because of what you've done to yourself. And it's easier to talk about things being brighter because they won last night against the Yankees. But we just am coming off of getting swept by the Tigers and that losing streak, watching Charlie Morton walk five guys, watching whoever. I mean, we've seen so many walks.
Brandon Young walked five guys the day before.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Kramer walked four and gave up four hits, so you're putting 8 base runners there.
And as far as the Tigers are concerned, you know, it was bad getting swept by them. But I would encourage you to look at what the Tigers are doing right now.
They're a good team.
Good baseball pitching staff. Yeah. I mean, we went in there. They took 2 out of 3 from San Diego. They just took, 3 out of 4 from Kansas City before we got there.
They have a great left-handed lineup against right pitching.
Yeah.
It gives them their best lineup to put in there.
So they've only given up 95 runs this season.
You know, getting swept is not a good thing, but consider the source. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's go out to Harford County and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Mike, hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man. I don't know if you mentioned that guy for the Phillies, too, that's been injured. Had, 2-point-something ERA. So the bullpen's a lockdown bullpen if we can get to the bullpen. The problem is, like you said, take Darren Heck. You know, let's go into the Ravens season. Let's take Derrick Henry. Let's take Kyle Hamilton. And let's take Roquan off and see how much we're talking about Ravens winning the Super Bowl. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can't win without talent. And you take the top 5 teams in MLB, take their top 3 starters off of their team, and tell me what they look like.
I agree.
That's what's so ridiculous is, you know, the one thing you cannot control to a degree is injuries. And, you know, that's why when somebody says this guy's a bust, you know, and he's been injured 7 times. You can't control injuries. Injuries don't make you a bust. Injuries are bad luck. Bust means you're not performing. You know, it's the same concept. So if you take the top 3, if you picked right now the Yankees, they already lost Cole, but you take 2 more off of there, and you take the top 3 or 4 teams and take their 3 starters off as a little experiment and see what they look like. All right, you guys have a good day.
You too, Mike. Appreciate that, man. Let's go to Pasadena and get Wayne. What's up, Wayne?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, well, how are you?
Not too bad. Just a couple quick questions for you, and then I'll hang up and listen. The gentleman machine in spring training.
Who?
I hear all these other guys. Machine.
Okay.
All these other guys coming up. That dude raked in spring training. I mean, he absolutely ripped the cover off the ball. How come he hasn't had a shot?
Well, let me say this before you go on, and I'll look at his numbers, but Jake Fox raked in spring training, too.
Jake Fox hit more home runs in spring training than any player in Major League Baseball has in the history of spring training, and he started in the minor leagues, which was still the right move because I just looked at it. He's Jake Fox.
I understand, but you also got to look at that. Didn't that machine hit like 400 in the Mexican League? That's a tough league.
I mean, look, it's the Mexican League. Like, it's not a tough league. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to. When you start looking at some of these leagues that guys are playing in the offseason, Kenny Powers, La Flama Blanco, went to the Mexican League, came out on his golf cart and lit that place up.
Stop.
Stevie Janowski got Montezuma's revenge.
Stop.
And what? You didn't see that one?
No.
Oh. But. No, but the Mexican League, like Trevor Bauer went down there and had like a one-run ERA.
Okay, but to the defense of the caller, Machine is batting 280 with a, yeah. His OPS is under 700, though.
See, but this,
his slugging is 376.
But this is where I'm at with it, and you understand it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know that that's the guy that you want to fight for and saying, hey, why didn't this guy go? He's not changing the season.
No, he's a singles hitter.
Yeah.
That's what he is. I'm looking at it right now. He's a singles hitter.
He's also 31 years old, and we have a shortstop.
No, I think he's saying with all the injuries that we have, like, why is he getting an opportunity? But I'm looking at it right now, and he's Hanser Alberto.
If that's what he's saying, I'd rather see him than Rivera. you can have Emmanuel Rivera.
Yeah, I think that's what he said with all the injuries.
Oh.
He's batting 280, but his slugging is 376.
When you're looking deeper into it, people fall in love with batting average when a walk is the same thing as a single unless somebody's on base.
You know who's tearing it up in the KBO?
Who?
Cole Irvin.
I told you, MVP.
Whip is 1.05 right now.
Why haven't we called him,
ERA's
guys?
Under 2.
By the way, Joe had a great point. The
KBO
Astros
is
last
a tough
year
league.
Started off at 7-19. On 7-19 on April 25th, the Astros.
Yeah.
The Mets, 24-35 on June 2nd. Both teams made the playoffs.